You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Coming up this Sunday, CONCACAF Nations League final. The U.S. will take on Mexico at 9:15 p.m. Eastern. Our coverage will start at 8, all on Paramount Plus. Going to be a good one. Can the U.S. go and lift the trophy again? That is the big question. It's going to be a tough task against a Mexico side that looked good against Panama in their win last night, and also played in a way, Brian, that the U.S. are not going to like all that much. It's going to cause some problems for the U.S., don't you think?
You did grimace when I said that before. So
yeah,
what's in your mind?
Listen, I understand.
Direct balls over the top. Oh, nightmares.
They didn't handle that well yesterday. But normally that's not a problem. And especially you've got tons of pace and center back pairing. I thought Chris Richards played well. I think Miles was a little bit off, but this is going to be a different Mexico team, as we touched on, because in the last few times that they've played Mexico, it hasn't been as committed a group. And, you know, for the U.S., there's not going to be a team that's going to be sitting back like the Jamaican side was. So you're going to have a little bit more space. You're going to have a little bit more open. And certainly Mexico is going to cause more problems. But that long ball over the top is not one thing that I'm concerned about.
What do you think, Nigel?
I would be very concerned for me if I was USA, because Mexico are going to be very direct. They're going to be very physical. And if you're looking at from a scouting point of view, just on base of what we saw yesterday, just football only, Mexico will be looking at Gio Reyna as their key man. He's probably the one man or person you have to stop, because everything goes through him when it comes to a creative element. You keep him quiet in that midfield area, you can dominate and influence the rest of the game. I just feel that USA going to extra time against Jamaica, that also doesn't help. And that's going to play a part. Tired legs. And the longer the game goes on, the stronger that probably Mexico will become in this game. It'll be great. But I just feel that for me, that the physical element, everything, and Mexico have come with a statement and a purpose. And like I said, it's the strongest squad that they've brought in this competition that they really want to win this.
And Alexis, I think what we also have to talk about, too, is the fact that the U.S., with the subs that they made in that match last night against Jamaica, looked so much better, which now raises the question of what is the best starting 11 to put out in this final against Mexico. Who do you think really made their case for a starting spot come Sunday night?
I mean, look, I think it's pretty obvious Gio Reyna deserves to start. I think he's wildly influential. I'd love to see him from the first whistle. I think he's someone that completely unlocks our offense. I also think you have to kind of protect him a little bit with defensive midfielders. So maybe that helps you decide who kind of goes in that position, because you don't need a bunch of other midfielders to be roaming forward as many as you did before he comes into the game. Real question, obviously, is who starts at striker? Mm. Haji Wright comes in off the bench, scores two. His link-up play with Gio Reyna, they seemingly have good chemistry, but we didn't get to see the Gio Reyna Flo Balogun. So do you keep it where it is? At some point, Greg Berhalter has to make that decision. Going into a final is going to be difficult. But I do want to say that if Mexico is going to play that style, there are some questions about our back line and there are some questions about our goalkeeping at the moment. I don't think Matt Turner did an absolutely terrible job, but our back line was completely caught off guard in the first minute when Jamaica scores a goal. So if Mexico are going to get in behind us, if Cephas was a little bit better, a little bit more clinical, this would have been a much worse
team.
He got in word of the day.
He
got in behind our back line. But in a way, Mexico are not going to allow some of those goals. They're not going to be as crazy shots.
Listen, the reality of it is, this is a step up. As great as Jamaica deserve all the credit that they did, now you're playing Mexico. These players are playing in Europe, all over the place, at some of the top competitive clubs. The level of quality, football intelligence, everything and all of that comes into play now. It's another level with also the physicality of it for me.
So, and the rivalry of it, too. Yeah. And you know this all too well. How much does just the tensions between the U.S. and Mexico kind of make some of that other stuff go out the window?
Yeah, make no sense. Make no worry about the fact that the U.S. came out a little bit flat and got caught real early. That won't happen against Mexico. In games like this, you are fully up for the match. Your energy level raises. I understand the extra time. You know, thankfully, the U.S. has a world-class high-performance group. The players are going to be ready. Now, the difference is whether or not you say, do I put Flo in or not? And the one thing that I think will help Greg make that decision is, what does Florian give you in possession and not necessarily in the final third better than Haji or whoever you want to put in? So that connectivity may come in, because as Nigel pointed out, you're playing against a Mexican side who is not going to sit back. You're going to need to be able to have that link-up play. So it's a tough question to ask. For me, I would still start Flo. You have the opportunity to bring two forwards in to come in and who have shown they can come off the bench and score goals. But still a question mark.
It's a good problem to have for the U.S. that they do have those options. Who are you starting up top, Alexis?
I would say...
Just answer the question.
I got to say, obviously, if Gio Reyna starts, then I want to see Flo with him. But knowing that after 45 minutes, if it ain't working, you put your arm around Flo and say, hey, we tried you, we're going to sit you, let Haji come in and ride that hot hand.
What about you, Nigel?
Hot foot.
For me, I would stick with Balogun. And Gio definitely will be the one that comes in straight from the off. And with a team like Mexico, I would even consider probably Aronson as well, maybe, because you've got to change. Like, you've got to adapt to the team that you're playing against. Like, the game has changed so much now where your starting lineup has to be equipped tactically to who you are facing. It's not always going to be the same play. You're not at that level yet for me. So you've got to match up to what you're facing and what you've seen.
I just want to add in, you're also going to have Serginho Dest back. So Joe Scally's going to come out, who struggled in that match.
He did.
So it'll be a fun match to watch.
Yeah, Greg's got it's a good problem to have, right, when you had a game like they did last night with guys coming in and really making a statement off the bench. So who will be in the starting 11? We will just have to wait and see. Sunday night is when it all kicks off. 8 p.m. is when our coverage will begin as the U.S. will take on Mexico in the Nations League final.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.